This is Inside Agriculture on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Rita Frazier. Talk cover crops with Chris Reynolds with the American Farmland Trust. We talk about what's on the table in Springfield for funding for the next fall covers for spring savings program.
We're looking at a major increase in the number of acres available for farmers across the state. We have 100,000 acres available this past year, 140 if you include the Gulf Hypoxia funding. And the demand has been much greater than that. The program has also sold out every year, and in the past several years has been selling out in hours. And we also see it as a potential driver for new cover crop acres. The ask is to increase to 500,000 acres for FY25. Huge investment in additional acres, but not a huge investment in the cost, because this program only costs about $6 an acre for the discount along with the administration. It's really an efficient program all around.
So hopeful for good things to come. Another program I wanted you to talk about, the ADM program that you partnered with ADM on. You said that program last year went really well, and maybe some more details coming out pretty soon about this next year.
This was our second year partnering with ADM to provide technical assistance and go through the sign-up process with farmers for the Regenerations program. Farmers really responded. Again, I think the program's fairly simple. Farmers that have been doing cover crops for many years are still eligible for this type of program. The new program will be coming out shortly for crop year 2025. So as you're sitting in the tractor planting your corn and beans right now, start to think about cover crops could be a part of your farming operation going into next year.
Chris Reynolds, American Farmland Trust. For details on any of these programs, head to farmland.org. That's a look inside agriculture.